Hi, Alfredo here. Did you know I'm writing a book? It's called Invisible Rainbows, and it is about all of the cosmic discoveries we're making with the light beyond what we can see with our own eyes. On this journey, we meet incredible LGBTQ+ astronomers from all over the world, delivering insights on their work at the cutting edge of astronomy. Help crowdfund Invisible Rainbows by pledging a copy at unbound.com. Hello and welcome to our very weird, unplanned beginning of season 6 of The Astrolog Explains. It's going to be a video diary.
Video diary.
Of us chasing the eclipse, the April 8th, 2024.
AKA solar eclipse. Alfredo descending into madness.
Yes, so this part of the episode is... the day before, I am going a little bit crazy because weather forecast is on the positive side, better than in a lot of other places, but it's still very variable. So it's going to be a bit of a lottery if tomorrow we're going to see something.
I'm hopeful. I think it's going to be fine.
Well,
I'm based on vibes.
Vibes are good. Yes, if you're just listening to it and you're not doing the video part, it's going to be easier because you're not going to see all the transitional clothes and the crazier and crazier, I guess, as we go on.
Do you want to tell them what you've been doing?
Yes.
Every half an hour?
Yes, I've been checking... This app that predicts the distribution of clouds over any location on the planet. And there's something that Chris doesn't know, because as soon as we landed in Mazatlan, so at 22 hours to the eclipse, the app stopped working.
Oh, that's exciting.
Before it was very, very good every 3 hours. It would give me it would change which 3 hours I was looking at. It would update. That's where I'm getting that it's going to be variable, and it's consistent with what has been seen on the Met Office, AccuWeather. Mm-hmm. I've been looking at so many weather websites to have more information details.
But now you're fumbling in the dark.
Now I'm fumbling in the dark, and it was fascinating because I opened the app and it kept saying that the time of... something that was even weirder, it's intervals of 3 hours, and they have 10 a.m. and they have 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And the eclipse is... the totality is at 12:07 here. It was still quite a big window. And... when I checked as soon as we landed, it kept saying that the 1 o'clock time and the map was 29 hours away instead of 22. And I was just like,
oh, okay.
So, something to add to my state of mind, the map that was very positive about 10 a.m., now... on the website, it's saying that it's 4 a.m., but it is the same map because a friend back in the UK asked what was the weather prediction like, and I sent him the photo. So it's the same map, okay. But as it shifted 6 hours, because when was the website wrong for the timing, earlier or now? So isn't it fascinating? And Chris also had another interesting point. I've been reading for this trip, for the flight into Mexico, and the flight here to Mazatlan. I'm almost finished Moby Dick, and I'm literally 20 pages away, so they're just about to chase the white whale for the third time. It's like...
I see a similarity.
And, well...
the eclipse is your white whale.
Yes, it is being a plan for 7 years. We were extremely lucky to see the eclipse in 2017, the Great American Eclipse, yeah, that went from West Coast to East Coast. We were in Nashville. We were extremely lucky because it got cloudy, literally.
Just as it was.
Yeah.
Total.
And we jump in our car. We had a lovely spot to see the eclipse. Gorgeous grassy hill, and it got cloudy. And so we jump in our car and we floored it down the hill. And when it literally was an instant before totality, we saw a little.
It was a god ray. It was, yeah, like one of those beams of light that came through the clouds into a car park on the side of the road. And I was like, there!
And literally, I just swerved into a car park and we threw ourselves to the ground to see it. And it was incredible. It was absolutely fantastic. And it was quite short. Total was supposed to be 1 minute 20, but then it got really cloudy, so we got about 40 seconds. But it was incredible. And this is why we decided to do it again. And yes, so this is going to be the preamble, I think. We are
We are just about to go out and scout out some locations, yeah, as to where we can actually see it from. There's miles and miles of beach on Mazatlan.
Yeah, 11 kilometers of free beach. So
I think we're going to find a space.
Yeah, I'm sure that we will.
The world has descended on Mazatlan as the first place the eclipse touches,
yeah,
mainland.
We were in the taxi from the airport with a guy that decided to just jump on a plane and not booking for an accommodation for tonight. So
he's probably going to sleep on the beach unless he can find somewhere.
Yeah.
I'd be surprised if he does.
Yeah.
He will. He'll find somewhere, I'm sure.
But yes, so we are very excited, and this is the beginning. Okay, now is eclipse day. It's very exciting.
We're hiding in the shade.
We're hiding in the shade because we're on the beach.
Yes. 3 hours early.
3 hours early.
As is tradition.
As is tradition. We like to be early. The weather is very variable. There is a lot of blue, but there's also a lot of clouds.
There's a few clouds, but we tried out the eclipse glasses and it was fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
But this thing is the fact that totality, you don't need the glasses, so you don't need to have any clouds. But I think we can get some good, I'm sure that we're going to get some good partial views and videos and everything.
Hopefully.
Who knows about totality, but we will update as we get closer to the time. Okay, as you see the sky, it's very variable.
It's working.
But it's working. We can see.
We can see it. We have a special glasses.
Yeah, partiality. I don't think I can show you, but hey, maybe I can. We can put the images of partiality over this bit. So go
it's
check the video if you. Yeah, if
moment.
You're just listening as a podcast, you can go and check the video as well. But yes, it's yes. Yeah, it's slightly over partiality, slightly over half of partiality, and it's still quite cloudy. So who knows what's gonna happen?
It's
but
gonna
we,
be fine.
With let's hope. Okay. Oh, Chris, look at the sea. The birds are going to sleep, and we see the shadow coming in. It's sunset in every direction, and above us, the most incredible spectacle. But this is incredible. I'm so happy. The shadow that we see now leaving is moving at thousands of kilometers per second. Absolutely fantastic.
We did it.
Yeah, well, you've seen the footage and if you haven't seen the footage because you're just listening to it as a podcast, you heard me just going
mad. I should have filmed you sobbing. and shaking on the floor.
Yeah, I'm sure you can hear that I'm sobbing in the previous clips. It's been incredible. Lucky.
Yes.
Because the clouds arrived very thick enough to be concerning just 10 minutes, 20 minutes before.
I had a good feeling.
No, and you're right, but the clouds arrived. There are stories of me online just telling them to fuck off. But it was great.
It was easily the best one I've ever seen.
Yes, same. We're very lucky. The sun is very close to the maximum. The maximum of the solar cycle is usually defined after the event because the solar cycle repeats every 11 years, but it's not exactly regular. So the way it is done in a very simple approach is just by counting the sunspots. There was one right in the middle of the sun today, which was great.
And that was visible even just with the sunglasses.
Yeah. And we also
With the binoculars.
Yeah, we had a binocular, but with just the glasses. Yes, and so then the solar cycle, and just by counting the number of spots, and so the minimum is when for a while there's been zero spots, and the maximum is when it reach maximum number of spots. But obviously, you don't know the maximum number until it has passed. But so it's very close. It could be happening right now. It could be in a few months. We don't think it's going to be more than October, the maximum. And so the corona was super active. It was very bright. It was changing from one photo to the next. You can see the change. You can see the pink streamers. This structure comes out from the sun. We saw the diamond. It was just incredible.
It really was.
I think the only thing I can say is how absolutely lucky we are to being able to travel here in Mexico to witness this. It's just been fantastic.
It has. Are you feeling much calmer?
I am feeling. Well, I'm not spiraling anymore, but
no,
now
I don't feel calm.
No, I don't feel calm. I just feel like ecstatic. It's seriously, for me, this is as close as a religious experience as you get. It is absolutely extraordinary, and the fact that we saw it for like 4 minutes 20, I think, and it was just not enough. So we look forward to be in Spain in 2026, and then in Luxor in 2027, where it's going to be 6 minutes and a half, I think. And that's going to be great.
That's the one I'm really looking forward to.
Eclipse. I'm looking forward to all of them. The one that's going to be more complicated is the third in our list, 2028, because it's going to be annular. So it's the Ring of Fire eclipse, which I've now never seen. Never seen a Ring of Fire eclipse, and it's going to be ending through Portugal and Spain. But it's going to be in February, so weather is going to be a little bit more. But
we'll
wake up early, just like today.
Please don't start checking the weather already.
No, but it might be worth looking at where is, on average, has the clearest February between southern Portugal and southern Spain. Or maybe I'm just going to get a
spiraling for 2026 begins already.
No, 2026 is fine. It's 12th of August. I'm going to be on the southern coast of Spain. Join us there. Egypt, 2nd of August, 2027. Also, I think
that's gonna be fine.
That's gonna be fine. It's the February 2028 that might be a bit.
Okay. Spiraling for 2028 begins now.
Exactly. Like, why not? Today is this eclipse. We started planning in very vague term at the beginning, but we started planning in August 2017. So why not start spiraling now for 2028? It's even a shorter amount of time. Thank you for joining us on our first episode of season 6 of The Astrolic. That was completely unprompted, because we have the rest of the season done. So from 2 weeks time on regular delivery of episodes, and we have a fantastic season for you, which will continue to travel the world, and we will answer several questions from the audience. So very excited. Thank you very much for taking part in our little eclipse adventure, and if you have any question for The Astrolic, just send them in.